Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and show you an example of how to use ChatGPT or any LLM. There's a lot of them out there to help you practice your English. Now, this is actually based on something that I created about a month ago while I was in Japan and actually using it, like not just as a lesson, but for myself. And that original episode, it's actually from my podcast. That episode will be available to you, but it's a little bit more advanced. I'm talking a little bit faster, using a little bit more challenging vocabulary. And also, there's a lot more jokes in there, and it's generally longer. So you can check that out if you're interested. But I'm basically kind of trying to recreate that experience, but keeping it more focused for a lesson. So basically, what I did was while I was in Japan, I had lived in Japan, or I lived in Japan for about 6 years, and I've studied Japanese, I guess, kind of my whole life, because my mom is from Japan, and I went to Japanese school on Saturdays when I was a little kid. And then I studied in America, and then I, of course, moved to Japan for about 6 years. So my Japanese got to a very high level. Unfortunately, I did not maintain my Japanese after I moved back, and I moved back about 10 years ago. So when I visited Japan again last month, well, I shouldn't say last month, I should just say in recently, but my Japanese was not so good. Well, I already knew that. So before I left for Japan, I did a little bit of practice and review. And then while I was in Japan, I was using ChatGPT a lot because it was on my phone, and it wasn't helping me learn Japanese so much as prepare for different situations with vocabulary and phrases and some other things. So it was kind of helping me re remember what to do, but I actually did learn some new things as well. So one thing I did was I went to a massage, I don't know, center or clinic or whatever. Because I was having some back pain. Oh God, the bed. I booked a cheap hotel to save money. I'm never doing that again. I think when I was younger, it was okay. My body was, didn't really mind. But when I went to Japan last month, God, that bed. And it was kind of the same hotel I always used, but that bed was so bad. And actually, when I was staying at my relative's house as well. They didn't have any beds. They all sleep on the floor on a futon or futon, which is basically a few layers of mattresses on the ground, on the floor, and that was really bad. Anyway, so my back was in really bad shape. So I went to a massage place, and you have to be kind of accurate and careful when you're explaining what you want during a massage. And so I wanted to prepare some vocabulary. Actually, I knew a lot of the vocabulary already, but I had forgotten a lot as well because, like I said, I didn't really practice for like 10 years. So I wanted to prepare some phrases, but I also wanted to kind of experience it, imagining that, well, I want to imagine if I was actually living in Japan and trying to learn Japanese, how could I use ChatGPT for this? So, kind of gave already a 3 minute introduction. So let me start off. So I'm gonna first ask a question, right? I'm just gonna say I'm living in Japan and I'm going to get a massage. I want to explain my situation accurately and also want to know how to communicate with the massage therapist. I'm American and I know that, oops, sorry, and I know that communication styles are different. Okay, so let's see what it says here. Okay, I think I can open this, zoom in a little bit more. Okay. Okay, so that's a great question, and you're absolutely right. Communication styles between Japan and the US can differ quite a bit. especially in service settings like massages. You can pause the video if you want to read it more carefully. And the actual conversation thread will be available as a separate document as well, so you can look at that more carefully. But yeah, in Japan, subtlety, politeness, and indirectness are the norm. Here's a guide to help you explain your situation clearly and navigate the communication smoothly and respectfully. Okay. Okay, and then it's giving me some suggestions. You want to let them know you don't speak much Japanese. I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese very well. And then it gives you the what you can say in Japanese also. Let's see here. So again, sorry, let me go a little slower. Okay, so it's giving me some phrases. Okay. Cultural tips or communication. So it's okay to gently offer information up front, even if they don't ask. Don't expect too much verbal feedback. So I think that's true in Japan. A lot of times when you get a haircut or riding in a taxi or getting a massage, from my experience, you know, a lot of times they don't talk much. It's not like in the US where sometimes they talk the entire time, or you have a conversation for the entire time. Just cultural differences. Not always, but that's tends to be the case in Japan. Okay, I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. Now, what I can also do is I'm gonna add more information. So actually, my Japanese is fairly high level. I would say, near native, not near native, let's say high intermediate. It's not so good right now. What I would like to do is get a massage in these specific areas. Okay, shoulder blades. Oop, I don't need a quotation mark. Shoulder blades. Neck, I'm having trouble turning my neck or looking down. Where else? Along the spine. However, I don't want the massage therapist to touch my lumbar spine. I don't want them to twist my spine, and I don't anything else. And I would also like some work done on my upper pec and forearm. Okay, so now I'm giving more specific. I want to give specific information to the masseuse. Okay, so again, you can always pause or to read this, or you can check the chat transcript. Okay. Okay, so I can say this. 今日は少し具体的にお願いしたいことがあります. So I have a few specific requests today. And then it's giving me some phrases. 肩甲骨のあたりをしっかりめにお願いします. So I'd like firm work around the shoulder blades. Okay. My neck mobility is poor. Turning or looking down is painful. Please be gentle there. 首の動きが悪くて 回したり 下を向いたりするのが辛いです。優しめでお願いします. Please be gentle there. Now, actually, I don't need the masseuse to be gentle. So I can change that, but these are just some suggestions. Okay. So again, please avoid touching the lower back or lumbar area. So, 腰の下の方, 腰椎あたり。 触らないようにお願いします. Closing phrase. Okay, so And then it's giving me more information here. Now, what we're doing here is we're not just trying to get phrases or how to talk to somebody. We want to learn from this as well. So we can use this opportunity to get a list of vocabulary and grammatical explanations. So would you give me those phrases again, please? But with an explanation of each. I'm trying to use this opportunity to improve my Japanese. Okay, this is where it gets very interesting. Okay, so it's giving me a breakdown of the entire sentence now. So, 今日は, today, 少し, a little, 具体的に, specifically or in detail, お願いしたいことがあります. These are things I'd like to request. So that's pretty cool. Again, with the shoulder blades, so 肩甲骨, shoulder blades, 当たり, around the area, しっかりめ, firm-ish, and then again, お願いします. Please do this. So this is great stuff. Again, I'm not going to read all of this, but you can pause the video or look at the chat transcript. See, this is a word I don't remember. 大胸筋. 大胸筋, pectoral muscle, chest muscle. Cool. So it's giving me a lot here. Okay, now here's what I want to do. I like to speak in a more casual way. Could you revise the phrases to reflect that? Also, I'm okay with a firm but not hard massage. Okay, so again, it's going to revise it. Okay, so now you can always ask for formal or casual or whatever. So it changed it a little bit. 今日はちょっとお願いがあって. So today I have a small request. So ちょっと softens the request, which is very natural in spoken Japanese. Great. So 少し強め, a little firm. Okay. お願いしたいです. It's still polite, but less formal than お願いできますか? So, a little bit different, right? So, and I'm looking at this, and I think it sounds pretty good. You know, it's not going to sound 100% natural, maybe, but I still think it's pretty good. And I'm learning or getting a lot of vocabulary and grammatical explanations as well. Okay, so that's kind of the basic idea of what I'm doing here, or what I did do when I was in Japan last month. I didn't do it exactly like this, but it's just, again, trying to imagine that I'm actually living in Japan and learning Japanese, and I tried to stay in that mindset when I was using this. But I was, like I said, I was really using ChatGPT a lot during my trip to Japan last month, and it really helped me a lot. Now, again, I wasn't learning Japanese, it was more just to help me review, but I use this a lot before I entered a situation to help me prepare. Like if I was talking to my family about politics, they wanted to talk about politics sometimes, or anything a little complicated. And so I was using ChatGPT before these conversations, even during the conversations. And then sometimes after the conversations, I would use ChatGPT as well to help me think, okay, I couldn't express this, so how can I say that for next time, right? Okay, anyway, so it's giving me a lot more. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So I guess that's basically it. Now I can make one more request. Could you please put all this in a list, including explanations of each phrase or sentence? I want to use it to review. later. Okay, great. So now I've just created my own kind of review or homework. And then so I can print this out, or I can put this on a doc and then, you know, maybe review it on my phone. We'll just wait for it to finish. And so again, this is the more casual way, but I can request it to be more formal next time. It always depends on the situation. So of course, before a job interview, before or after you talk to your neighbors, maybe you have a PTA meeting for the first time with some, you know, at your children's school, or you're going to talk to the teacher of your children, or you're going to talk to your teacher for the first time, or you have to go to City Hall to do something, or the DMV, or whatever, right? You can definitely use this before, during, if you have it on your phone, or after the conversation. But the key is to make sure that you're using it to learn and not just copying these phrases and then forgetting them later, okay? So you really want to make sure that you're taking notes, you're asking for explanations. And one more thing I almost forgot is, so let's go to the bottom here. Now I've been using English for the prompts and getting the explanations back in English as well. However, you can ask ChatGPT to put it in other languages. So if you're a Spanish speaker, you can ask for bilingual explanations, Spanish and English. If your first language is Arabic, you can ask for explanations in Arabic and English together. So I don't know how natural it sounds. Sometimes the Japanese sounds a little bit unnatural, but it's still pretty good. And considering that you're really doing this on your own, you don't need a teacher with you. You can do this on your phone when you're in, you know, waiting in the doctor's office. I think this is a great resource, and it's just helping you prepare. Of course, you still need to practice with real people. You still need to take a class. You still want to have a teacher like myself. But it is a great resource for you to prepare on your own, or after you do something, like after you go to a job interview, then you can say, okay, what mistakes did I made? How can I express this next time? So let me give you that. Please provide a bilingual explanation for everything, English and Japanese. So remember, you don't have to use English when you're using ChatGPT or other LLMs. You can use it in your first language as well. You can mix it. And I think that's a way to be more accurate with the explanations. It's kind of like I remember when I was studying Japanese, even though I used a translator. I mean, this was like before smartphones. So I had like I had a paper dictionary, and then later I had like a electronic dictionary. So again, way before smartphones. But I used I got the English translation, but I also made sure to check the Japanese explanation because that's going to be more accurate. And I'm kind of also helping my brain think more in Japanese. So that's something to think about as well, is you get the translation in your first language, but also try to get the explanation in English as well. And I think that's going to help your brain get into that English thinking rather than translating from your first language into English, okay? All right, anyway, so now it's giving me, the Japanese explanation as well. And I think that's great. So it says, yaya casual de 自然な言い方。最初に要望があることをやんわり伝える。So that's kind of interesting. It's giving me a Japanese explanation in addition to the English explanations. So just, again, helping me think in Japanese a little bit more rather than translating from English to Japanese. And I'll say one more thing. I thought this was going to be 10 minutes, but it's almost 20 minutes now. But I will say one more thing, though, is that I started to think in Japanese when I was living in Japan for 6 years. And I think after the first year, I was really able to think in Japanese a lot more. And I think what really helped me in that situation was not using a translator or not translating it to English, but actually getting the Japanese explanation for things when I would, so I used, basically I used the Japanese dictionary much of the time. Or I would ask Japanese speakers to explain something to me in Japanese, rather than trying to translate everything. So I think that takes a little bit of time, but I noticed when I went to Japan last month, I was starting to think in Japanese again after a while. So even after just a few days. So I guess, again, just kind of immersing yourself in that is also very helpful. So if you can use ChatGPT or another LLM, if you can use it mostly in English, I think that would be great. But when you also want to be very precise or accurate, I think also using your first language is helpful. So again, just kind of using English or your first language when necessary, or using them together, and I think you'll get the best of both worlds.